This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast. We hope that all of you are having a wonderful Wednesday so far. I think we can all agree that we all love Wednesdays because we release an episode of Cuento Crimen. I think that goes to, like, you know, if you have other favorite podcasts, like, you know, we have podcasts that we like, mm-hmm. and we're just kind of waiting for the release date. Like,
well, I think just recently, I think we got a message from one of y'all, and y'all were like, now I have to wait till next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, this is why I'm saying it, because I saw the message, and it's like, I feel that way for other podcasts, like, and it's crazy to to see that someone feels that for ours.
That is true. Sometimes I, like, purposely won't listen to the episode just so then I can have two.
Yes.
You know, when I'm doing my Saturday cleaning or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then also, you know, miércoles, it's the hump of the week. Like, ya me lo terminamos otra semana. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about y'all, but this year, like, kids are crazy. So I'm very thankful for every week that I get by. And we also want to give you all, like, a quick thank you for those who keep coming back to yet another week and another week. And honestly, like, nos dejan sin palabras con todo el apoyo and, like, all the kind messages that y'all are sending our ways. Like, it honestly means a lot to us. And I don't know, Steph and I are just, like, always talking about it. And it's a good feeling.
Yes, it's a really good feeling because sometimes, like, we sit back and we think about, like, all the work we've done for the podcast. And it's, like, almost three years of podcasting. And it's, like, sometimes it's, like, dang, we've really been doing this for 3 years, like, recording every week.
Yeah.
For 3 years.
It just doesn't feel like 3 years. It feels like, I mean, obviously, like, yes, the podcast has grown so much, but sometimes, like, I sit there and I'm like, it's really been 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then I think about everything that has happened in those 3 years. I'm like, I'm a mom and, you know, like, all this stuff is just crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that too, because as, like, listeners, they saw you become a mom, right?
Yeah.
I've experienced that with other podcasts or even other, like, social media content creators where, like, oh my God, they became a mom. And I'm there as a viewer and listener. Mm-hmm. And so it's also crazy to think that some of y'all also, like, have seen that, but for you, you know?
That's true. When I was away for the maternity leave or whatever.
It's kind of crazy because the thing is, like, we don't see it in, I can't take myself out of the podcast and see it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're
from
friends.
A third point of view.
Yeah. It's like, I'm, you know, here present, but I can't see it like someone else.
Sometimes,
like,
I wish we could though.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we cringe or are we cool? Like, I wish I could see it, you know?
Yeah. Because, yeah, I think people can maybe form of, like, an assumption of our personality or who we are and whatnot. It's so crazy to think that people can do that because now they've listened to, like, over 100 episodes
of us. Yeah,
they kind of know a little bit more about us.
Yeah, so that we just put, like, little tiny snippets of us and, you know, on our social medias here and there. But
yeah, because honestly, we can talk. We can keep going.
Yeah,
so
we can,
limit
y'all.
That in the intro.
We're blabbermouths.
Yeah.
We are. But anyways, moral of the story is muchas gracias por el apoyo. Mm-hmm. We feel very lucky and very blessed.
Mm-hmm. And because of all the support and love that we've gotten, we have been able to launch merch.
I know, y'all. That's right. Cuento Crimen finally has merch. Ooh. Después de casi tres años. Yes. If y'all were here last week, y'all probably know that Steph and I were tweaking the last bits of our merch. And, you know, finally, it seems like everything is set. Entonces, we did release the date that this Friday, mm-hmm. so in 2 days, September 15th, our merch will go live. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase whatever you like.
Yes. It will be on our website. CuentoCrimenPodcast.com.
Which, if you are an OG, you've probably seen the website. Ya no se ve igual. It's a whole new website.
It looks so good compared to the very first website we've ever made.
Es que la primera no sabíamos mucho. Yeah. You know, like we're dipping our toes into it. But yeah, it's a new and improved website. So check it out if you would. And like Stephanie was saying, it's just CuentoCrimenPodcast.com.
And this time around, I feel like we're going to try to just, whether we're selling merch or not, we hope to keep it up.
Yeah. Keep it updated.
Yes. Keep it updated and whatnot. And there you can read a little bit more about us. We have a little about tab where you can read about us and how we started.
Which I think most of them probably know.
Already know.
Yeah. If you're new and if you want to know, go ahead. So yeah. So don't forget the date, el 15 de septiembre, which is this Friday that's coming up.
Yes. And so don't forget the date, and also don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms, because there we are releasing sneak peeks throughout the week. And honestly, we've been posting so much. We've been showing our faces more. We've been interacting more. And so go motivate us to keep doing that, because we've been going strong for like maybe a month now.
She's not TikTok. Don't check TikTok. We'll be back on there soon.
We'll be back on there. So if y'all go, you know, show us some love in the other platforms, maybe we'll be like, oh yeah, TikTok, you know. But it is hard being active on all the apps. But so yeah, go show us some love so we can keep going and not fall through on that.
Yeah.
And then that's just Cuento Crimen Podcast. You'll find us under that.
Yeah. So you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and like we said, TikTok.
Yes. And YouTube Shorts.
Oh, yeah. We're on YouTube now. I keep forgetting about YouTube. Yes. See, there's just so many. But yeah. So esperemos y les gusten like everything that's to come in the future. Steph and I worked really hard. So we're excited. We're excited.
Mm-hmm. Pero bueno, that's a long intro. That was.
They're probably like, come on.
Yes. Okay. So now let's really get started on today's case. Hoy vamos a hablar de Noel Rodríguez Álvarez, un niño de 6 añitos who went missing under very suspicious circumstances.
Y antes de empezar, y'all know que we always give you guys a heads up because, you know, we do talk about sensitive topics, but we really want to emphasize it with this case in particular. Like, please know that this case does involve child abuse and child neglect. Así que, por favor, a sus corazones le avisan if, you know, these topics are just too heavy for you. We totally understand. And you might want to skip this week's episode.
These cases are never easy to research, write, record, or even listen to. Así que les damos una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles. Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
So, como dijimos en el intro, Noel Rodríguez Álvarez tenía 6 años cuando este caso tomó lugar, which was just last year in 2022, and it carries on to, of course, this year, 2023. Y Noel vivía en Everman, Texas, con su familia.
Noel vivía con su mamá, Cindy Rodríguez Singh, y con su padrastro, Arshdeep Singh, and his 5 siblings. Cindy had a total of 10 kids. The 4 eldest were living with their grandmother, Cindy's mom, and the rest of the kids were all living with Cindy and Arshdeep.
So yeah, so Cindy had a total of 10 kids, but with her husband, Arshdeep, they only had 2 kids. Entonces, todos los demás were from like previous relationships that Cindy was in. And honestly, at least for Noel's case, it seemed like Cindy was an absent parent. And, you know, we'll kind of go into that as the episode kind of unravels. But we can say that, you know, desde que Noel nació, su vida estaba llena de complicaciones.
Noel nació a las 25 semanas, so he was a premature baby. And because of this, he suffered from a few conditions and illnesses. And for starters, he suffered from a chronic lung disease, and he also had some developmental delays as well as speech delays.
Y a pesar de sus enfermedades, Noel sí podía caminar, so he was mobile, y él se comunicaba con los demás usando una tableta. And, you know, as we were like researching, Noel fue descrito como amable y muy amoroso and, you know, just always willing to give you a hug. Seemed like él siempre encontraba lo mejor de las situaciones. So fast forwarding a bit, el 20 de marzo del 2023, so again, this is all happening like this year, un familiar llamó a la policía asking for a welfare checkup on Noel.
And these family members were so worried about Noel porque dicen que ya tenían meses sin ver a Noel. Y creo que la última vez que alguien lo vio, it was during October 2022. And so this is happening March 2023. So there's like a clear gap of time between like them seeing Noel, right? And them, you know, asking for the checkup. And some other things that were happening during the last time that they saw him, October 2022, this was during the time que Cindy, la mamá, estaba dando a luz a sus gemelos. And so after that, no one saw Noel.
And so it was about like 5 months since anyone outside of Noel's house had seen him, desde October. And so, you know, police go through it. They go and they do the welfare check. Pero cuando la policía llega a la casa, no encuentran a Noel allí.
Cindy les dice que Noel estaba con su papá, que por cierto, su papá de Noel vivía en México. But something didn't sit well with officers and they also wanted to follow up on that. So I'm also glad that they did try to confirm this information.
Yeah, because I feel like it's so easy for Cindy just to be like, oh yeah, he's with his dad. And then be like, oh, okay, yeah, he's with his dad. Like, he's close, you know.
It's out of the country, out of our hands.
Yeah.
But they did, you know, like, try to figure it out.
Yeah. And the reason why we say this is because cuando los investigadores hablan con el papá de Noel, que is located in Mexico, él dice que Noel no está con él, that he never was with him, y que incluso he has never even gotten the chance to meet Noel.
Apparently, Noel's biological father got deported antes de que Noel naciera. So now that investigators know that Noel has not been with his dad or that he hasn't even met him, their eyes turn back to Cindy. Y cuando los investigadores go back to talk to her and ask her, like, why did she say that Noel was with his father when that's not true? So they want, you know, they're going to go back and figure out why she lied and where is Noel.
Yeah. But when they go back, they discover that Cindy left. Apparently, Cindy y su esposo, along with their children, the ones that, you know, were living with her, se fueron de viaje a India. And there are security videos from the airport to prove that they were there and they did take their children. But in every single, like, clip, Noel is nowhere to be seen. So, like, Noel was not with them.
Ellos se fueron a India porque de ahí era la familia de su esposo. So now it's an even bigger red flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she obviously lied to the investigators and they left just in time before they could come back and speak to them.
And yeah, it seems like it was kind of all calculated. Mm-hmm, like this was the plan. And so because of this and like everything, investigators quickly switch what they're looking for, right? So they believe that at this point, they're no longer looking for an endangered child, sino que ahora they should focus on buscando el cuerpo de Noel.
Which is so heartbreaking. Y más de pensar que she really had the guts to leave or even potentially like hurt her own child.
It's disturbing. It's like, I mean, obviously, este no es el primer caso, you know, that kind of goes along those lines that we have talked about or that we have seen. But it's just every time that we come across something like this, it's always just so disturbing to hear. You know, and it's like, I look at my kid and I'm like, how could you ever like, why would you want to hurt a child? I don't know. Pero pues como decimos, you know, caras vemos, corazones no sabemos. Entonces las búsquedas, you know, for Noel empezaron desde el 20 de marzo that the police got the welfare check called. And ever since then, like, they've been searching. Obviously, it's not been, like, big and it's not been all over the medias, but, like, they are silently looking for him.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing the best that they can do without the family being here.
Yeah. Without having anyone to question.
No advocate. It's literally just investigators leading this search.
Yeah.
And so investigators searched the family residence, which was actually a pretty small shed. Y a lo visto, you know, like, yes, it's a small shed type of house with so many kids, you know, plus the parents. And also, it seems like they maybe had, like, hoarding issues as well. So just to kind of paint the picture and describe the living situation that this family had.
Yeah, like, there's just a lot of things everywhere. And like Steph was saying, like, it was a small shed. He gave him, like, four kids, two adults, seis personas mm-hmm. in total. So it was just crowded, you know, it was like a lot going on. And, you know, investigators did say that the shed was a mess. And in this search, they actually had cadaver dogs. Y dicen que los perros were kind of fixated y no se iban in this, like, patio area that the shed had that, by the way, Cindy had just recently had concrete poured over.
And all of you listeners that love true crime. Yeah, it's like a red flag, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of like true crime 101.
Yeah.
You know, this is very suspicious to investigators for obvious reasons. Like, the concrete is just done. Her son is missing and the whole family is out of the country.
Yeah, it's too many red flags at this point, to be honest. And it gets worse porque un vecino les dijo a los investigadores que ellos miraron al esposo de Cindy the day before they left to India, throwing away a big rug in their dumpster. Obviously, the rug wasn't there anymore by the time investigators got there. Because, like Steph was saying, like, it just, like, the whole lie of, like, him being at his parents and then Noel missing since basically October, it gave them a lot of time to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is like, okay, maybe we can try to discuss, like, quizás he just wanted to get rid of the rug because I guess there could be other reasons as to why someone is getting rid of a rug. So yeah, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, personally, in esta situación, you know, getting rid of the rug for whatever reason, it just doesn't sit well with me. And I feel like it does make me have more questions.
It does bring a lot of questions up, especially if the dogs are hinting that there is something there. But from our research, it doesn't seem like they, you know, looked underneath the concrete or they did anything of that sort of nature. And why? I'm not too sure.
And so as investigators move along with the case and they start interviewing family members, and this is where we find more background information on the family and how Noel, you know, his living situation. Mm-hmm. And so because of all that, they do suspect that Noel was being abused and neglected.
Dicen que varias veces Cindy decía que Noel was possessed and that he was evil. And I think we did read somewhere, not that we're getting too much into religion, but she was worshiping La Santa Muerte. So that's just something that came up. And family members even say how she would say that she wouldn't feed nor give water to Noel so that way she wouldn't have to change his diaper.
And that just breaks my heart because, you know, Noel is struggling with developmental mm-hmm. delays, and to be treated that way, it's crazy to me because kids like this need more attention and more love and more patience. And to not feed or give water to your child so you won't have to change a diaper is beyond me. Like, I
100% agree with you.
And as we kept reading, there was some comments, family members also mentioning how Cindy told them that she actually saw Noel outside a grocery store. However, investigators were not able to track that down or confirm it.
And honestly, it's so upsetting to hear just all of this. It's never easy to think about, like, an innocent child just going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also upsetting to hear because Cindy's mom, you know, she was already taking care of her four eldest kids. And ella dice que after hearing how much her daughter would complain about Noel, que ella le dijo that she could take him under her care, that she would take care of Noel and, you know, he would be under her custody. But she says que Cindy siempre le negó ese derecho.
Y aunque Cindy nunca dijo por qué no quería que su mamá lo cuidara, su mamá piensa that it was most likely because she was receiving government assistance for Noel.
And honestly, like, kids are not paychecks. You know, like, it's just, it makes me so mad. Because mm-hmm. it's like, this is a living human. Like, they deserve a good life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm sorry. I just, like, it's heartbreaking. And honestly, I wish also that someone would have done more for Noel. Si mucha de su familia pensaba que Noel estaba siendo descuidado y abusado, entonces I feel like they should have spoken up about it.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder why they didn't. You know, it's hard to get the full picture from reading and researching online, but mm-hmm. I think it's like for us who are, you know, people who take in true crime content, we always like to think like, oh, what would I do? What would I have done? And so I think that's a good question for all of us, you know, to think about.
Police have arrest warrants for Cindy and her husband, Arshdib, on a charge of abandoning and endangering a child.
Pero since the investigation has been ongoing, no one has been able to locate them. Lo único que se sabe es que ellos todavía siguen en India.
And we will make sure to share their pictures on our Instagram so y'all can share and make sure that we spread these images around so we can know their faces and people know that, you know, these people are wanted and these people have a lot of answers to a lot of questions as to what happened to Noel.
Las búsquedas por Noel no han parado. Police and investigators keep trying to find new locations to search for Noel. But so far, all the places have come up empty-handed.
It's just really sad to think about how Noel, you know, he is presumably dead. And it's just, where is his body? Like, mm-hmm. can he at least have that?
You know? Yeah, get justice and find answers as yeah. to what happened.
Noel merece justicia. And so we do hope that Cindy and Arshdib are found soon. Y ojalá los investigadores puedan sacar las respuestas that they are so eagerly looking for. Mm-hmm. And if Noel is alive, we hope that he's okay mm-hmm. and that hopefully soon he can be reunited with his family.
Mm-hmm. Child cases are hard to cover for us. As y'all know, you know, these stories are tough. Yeah. So we ask y'all to share these pictures online. You never know who like could be reached with these posts. It could be people taking vacation and then they just come across them and whatnot. So there's a lot of possibilities. So we ask y'all to please share. And while you're at it, please leave a review on Apple Podcast or a rating on Spotify. That is honestly the way that y'all can support us. It costs y'all nothing. That's a way that y'all can support us. If you're here every week, please, please, please go ahead and do that. It helps so much to get our podcast out there and to get new listeners and to grow all together. And also, we're going to start using the Spotify Q&A and polls. So I will be dropping questions related to the episode. So yeah, please, please, please talk to us and we'll talk back.
And with that being said, just a reminder, this Friday, March is coming out. and we will see you all next week.